Hurting right now. God, it feels like a sumo wrestler is beating the shit out of my stomach right now. Yeah. God. You know, you're lucky you have a fucking dick. Yeah. Or else you'd be experiencing this too. It's so unfair. How come we have to give birth and bleed out of our vaginas every fucking month? It's not fair. Yes, please, can you rub my belly? I feel kind of like a cat now, but helps. Yeah. Thanks for the hot pad. Yeah. As much as it hurts, just having you here next to me really helps. Thank you. You're the best person in the world. You superhero. I don't know why, but the way that you're rubbing my belly, I feel like I'm pregnant. Yeah.
I know you like the sound of that.
But I know you'd be a great father. I don't know, I just had that, I had like an image of us with kids, with me pregnant, and of course, you know, the baby making part, that's gotta be the fun part, for sure. Don't lie. I know you look forward to that part too. Yeah, you put your baby better in me.
Oh my god, my fucking hormones, man.
You know, whenever my period gets super horny. Well, I mean, you already know that. Yeah. I would initiate sexy times right now, but right now I'm in fucking pain, so no. Oh, did you know that, like, you can fuck someone, I mean, you can fuck a girl hard enough that it starts your period? Yeah. I read that somewhere, I don't remember where. No, it was probably fucking Reddit, yeah. Somewhere on Reddit. I don't know if it's true or not, but yeah. Well, you know me, I always start either in the last week or the first week of the month. I mean, if you want, we can test out that theory. Yeah. Did you just... No baby is kicking in here. And not in this belly. No. That's just my stomach. Probably growling. Because I'm craving everything. What do I want? I want mochi, yeah. Ichiko tanko. I want falafels and hummus with pita bread, and I want sweet potatoes. And dates and sunflower seed butter. And peanut butter and ice cream and all the foods in the world. But I want, you know what, but you know what I want the most? No, not falafels, although that comes pretty close. No, it's you. Yeah. I want you the most. Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course I want you the most. Yeah. Can't live without you. I can live without falafels, as sad as that would make me. But you, my superhero, I can't live without you. Mm-mm. But on the other hand, if you made me falafels, oh my god, I would do anything for you. Mm-hmm. Anything. Oh, you naughty boy. I mean, I wouldn't mind either. Yeah, I would do anything to please you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, making you happy makes me happy. Yeah. But can you imagine us as parents someday? I can't imagine it. It's so weird. You know, my mom had... Fuck, she had a kid at my age. I can't imagine having a baby right now. I don't know. I can imagine you as a great dad. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm too selfish. I want you all to myself. Yeah. Me for now, you know. It's just... We just us with her for babies. Yeah, and I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to imagine... Well, all years of that, all the realities of it, but... Yeah. I don't know why, but I just remember the first time we made out, and you gave me quite a few hickeys. Yeah, I think we lost control that day. I mean, granted, we were, you know, hormonal teenagers, but. I just remember coming home and just, God, I was so, like, on the moon, and I was so happy, and I couldn't stop smiling, and God, I fell in love, well, I wouldn't say I fell in love with you that day, but I was falling a lot for you, and I felt a lot, oh my God, I can't fucking speak, stupid craps. You know what I'm trying to say. I was falling for you even more. And, anyways, I just remember I had a job interview the next day, and I was like, oh crap, I have hickeys all over my neck. What do we do? You know me, I don't even have, like, foundation, so I had to go to my sister's and go grab her foundation to cover up my neck. But yeah, that was that was crazy. But I love it when you leave me. I mean, when you leave love bites. Or I don't know. Is that what they say? Love bites? No. Love marks. Wait, love bite. No, that sounds wrong. Yeah, love mark. Yeah, when you leave love marks on me. I don't know, it might be like the, you know, a sub dub thing that we both enjoy. I find it really hot. Yeah. Darn you, vagina. Yeah. I'm super, super sexually frustrated right now. Uh-huh. I mean, fuck. I can't stop thinking about sex. Mm-hmm. And that's not, and you're not helping me right now. Yeah. Stop massaging my breasts and get back to my belly, please. Oh, okay, now you're... Stop teasing me. God, you're such a fucking tease. And I fucking love it. Can't wait until I'm done with this period. Yeah, cause then you know where chicka went with. Or you know, is it brown chicken, brown cow? God, it's such a fucking elementary middle school joke right there. I used to think it was so hilarious too. Brown chicka, brown cow. Brown chicka, brown cow. What the fuck did you say? Did you just say? No, oh, God, I haven't heard that in a while. I forgot we made that joke. Damn, that was a good one too. In the butt is where you want to nut nut. God, we're both so fucking cheesy. I'm not cheesy, we're both fucking lame. I know, dorky? Is that, I don't know how to describe who we are, but that's what we are. But I love it. Yeah. You wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. You feel so bloated right now and I hate it. Yeah. Just like it's like one terrible fucking week of hormones and emotions and my depression getting worse. And feeling extra self-conscious. Ugh. And I had to deal with this every fucking month. And so that's 12 weeks in a year. Which is basically 3 months of this shit. Like, imagine having to go 3 months out of every year feeling this way. It's so unfair. Yeah. But thanks, Mother Nature. Just kidding. Yeah. Aww. You could split half seas with me if you could. Yeah. Okay, you take 6 weeks, and I'll take the other 6 weeks feeling this way. That would make it a lot better. Yeah. I remember that one of the first times that you saw me in those really bad place when my PMDD was acting up, and you didn't put me down or anything. You just were so understanding and caring, and it was so nice. And I just want to say thank you. You don't know how much it meant to me. It meant a lot, you know? I mean, you know, having family that doesn't really understand mental illness is just so incredibly nice, having someone that understands what it's like. And, you know, seeing it through the same exact lens. It's just, you know, it's not the same when someone doesn't get it that you do. And you, well, I seem to always lose my words when it comes to describing the way that you make me feel. Yeah, you leave me speechless. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're also breathtakingly gorgeous too. Yeah. No, shut up, you are. Okay? I'm not gonna take no for an answer. You're my handsome king. I don't know. I always get butterflies whenever you call me your queen. I don't know. it just feels so nice. Yeah. Okay, I'm your queen and you're my king. Yeah. Yeah, just thank you. Like, you just mean the whole world to me, and I just love you so fucking much. I don't wanna have to wake up in a few hours, but I have to because I need to study for midterms. Babe, I don't wanna study, but tell me I have to, so I'll have to do it. So I'll listen. Oh no, I won't be able to have cuddles if I don't study. That's too severe of a punishment. Does that mean you can survive without my cuddles? That's what I thought. Yeah. I know you love cuddling just as much as I do. I can tell when you're lying. You're so fucking bad at lying. But I find it adorable. But yeah. I'll do it, yeah. Because I can't go without your cuddles. Yeah, I think I would, yeah, I would die. Just kidding. Okay, I'm gonna take a nap now. No, please keep rubbing my belly, please. Thank you. I love you so much. Mm.